Welcome, Vinny Bonsignor. Vinny, thanks for jumping on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, are you surprised? No Aaron Donald?
Not surprised that he didn't come, at the August 7th deadline. In fact, I got to say that the Rams have said this without really saying this, but they're perfectly fine with him staying out of harm's way during training camp. There's really no need for him to be here. He missed all of last year, still came back, and won the NFL Defensive Player of the Year award. They're perfectly fine with him being in Pittsburgh, staying out of harm's way while they plug away at figuring out a new contract. And, just spoke to Les Snead here in Baltimore, and he indicated that the Rams and Aaron Donald are in the same zip code, area code, and ballpark when it comes to the new deal. So, and then we said, well, does that mean it's close? He goes, when you're talking about zip codes, you're talking about close. So it looks like there might be a resolution coming here pretty soon, but I wouldn't really expect it until near the start of the regular season.
Wait a minute. What was this deadline then? I thought he just lost his ability to become an unrestricted free agent in 2018.
He did, but that's a moot point if he signs the new contract, which that's the hope for both sides, that he's going to sign a new contract before the start of the regular season or worst-case scenario, sometime during the regular season. But if he does that, then it doesn't matter whether he's a restricted free agent or an unrestricted free agent because he's going to be under contract for the next 6 years or so. So, yes, this was somewhat of an important deadline, and if they don't come to a resolution, before the regular season and then into the regular season, then it can become hugely significant. But there seems to be sincere optimism that it's all going to be moot here pretty soon, and I would venture to say it's probably going to be somewhere around the beginning of the season.
Let's guess what the magic number will be. He wanted top-tier quarterback money. The analytics prove that a defensive lineman is not worth as much as a top-tier quarterback. You've suggested to me in the past that, he might not be a top-tier quarterback, but an average quarterback, a guy with that kind of money, he may be worth it. What do you think the number's going to be?
I'm sticking with somewhere $21 million, maybe let's say 21.5, and somewhere in the vicinity of 70-plus million guaranteed. That's kind of where, if you look at some of the recent trends, the pay raises that have happened recently, that kind of falls along the lines of the typical next guy up scenario, where the next highest paid player of all time at his position, that's kind of where you would see that sort of an increase. So if you're going by that, and probably a little bit more because Aaron Donald is Aaron Donald, you go over that $21 million threshold.
And for our listeners, because when you talk about guarantees and things in the NFL, it never makes any sense anyway. You're saying 70, you're saying 70 guaranteed no matter what. He gets 70,
yeah,
is that up front over the lifetime of the contract?
It would be, if he plays the length of his contract, he could make more than $70 million. There's no question about that. You'll see something along the lines of like 5 years or so. Let's just throw this out there. Let's say 6 years, $115 million. Now, if he plays all 6 years and reaches all of his, incentives and everything like that, then he'll collect all 100 and however many million dollars. But if he doesn't, or if something were to happen, or if he got traded, he'd still, whatever that guarantee, that full guarantee is, and I'm saying it's going to be in the $70 million range, he will get the $70 million, but he could also make more than that.
Jared Goff's not going to play against Baltimore, right?
It doesn't look like that. That's what Sean McVay's been indicated, and there's really no need for him to play. He's played really well so far in training camp, and then he just went through two full days of reps against the first team Baltimore Ravens defense, which I can say they're no joke, that defense in Baltimore. So he got a ton of reps these last couple of days here in Baltimore. No need to rush him into a series or two to start the preseason.
So what are the Rams trying to do?
What I'm interested in is Sean Mannion. This is his fourth year as the Rams backup quarterback. I know that, that's not that big of a deal. But when you look at what happened in Minnesota last year, when you look at what happened in Philadelphia last year, knock on wood, nothing happens to Jared Goff. But if something were to happen to Jared Goff, like it did Carson Wentz in Philadelphia and Sam Bradford in Minnesota, you had guys that stepped up and they didn't miss a beat in Nick Foles in Philly and Case Keenum in Minnesota.
Right.
Is Sean Mannion able to do that? We don't know. It's his fourth year. He's looked up and down in training camp. You know, in a worst case scenario, can Sean Mannion right the ship for a little while, or maybe even a long while, should something bad happen to Jared Goff?
All right, Vinny. Thanks for the info. Stay on top of it.
All right, guys. Take care.